This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Tie.
Yes.
Can I wear the clip-on?
No, the clip-on is too short. You haven't worn it since you were four, Wyatt.
Mom, is this dress okay?
You look beautiful, honey. Oh, which necklace do you think, Bridget?
Gold.
I thought so.
I don't know how to tie a tie.
Here, I'll help you.
Do you have the gold earrings to go with it?
Oh, good idea. Can you find them for me while I tie his tie?
Sure.
Now, turn around, Wyatt. I need to do this from the back. Oh, you guys excited?
I'd be more excited if I didn't have to wear a tie.
Oh, sweetie, this is a special occasion. You can handle looking your best for a while.
Here you go, Mom.
Thanks, sweetie.
You know, they banned the use of neckties in Connecticut because of the rise in bulging eye syndrome.
Oh, really?
Mom, it's 6:59.
Oh, no. Oh, now, come on, we have to hurry. Wyatt, run a brush through your hair.
I did already.
Mm-hmm. You have an entire herd of cowlicks on forget it. Everyone ready?
You look great, Mom.
Thanks, sweetie. Okay, go ahead. Start the session, Wyatt.
Video chat. Calling.
Is it in record mode?
Now it is.
Oh, good. You should always record these.
I do.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Oh, wow. Don't you guys look good?
Happy birthday,
Happy
sweetheart.
Happy birthday, Dad. Have you had a good day?
Oh, yeah. I fixed the helicopter.
Cool.
Ooh, did anybody celebrate your birthday with you?
Marines don't really sing or rent bouncy houses, babe.
Oh, well, we celebrate birthdays, and we have something for you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday.
You made me a cake?
Blow out the candles.
Well, you think my breath can travel 7,000 miles?
Sure.
Give it a shot.
All right, here goes. Yeah!
You got it!
See?
You did it!
Video calls are so advanced these days!
Right?
Now the bad news.
Oh, what?
Colonel just told us we're moving out now. He only gave me 1 minute for this call.
Did you tell him it was your birthday?
Sometimes there's no room for celebration when you're deployed.
Do you really have to go?
I'm afraid so, sweetie.
But I made you this birthday card. I was gonna read it to you.
Oh,
I wrote you a song.
Well,
I was gonna ask you how to turn on the hot water pilot light.
The pilot light's out?
Yeah, I guess. I had a very cold shower this morning.
Well, Wyatt can figure it out.
I can?
Yeah, he's your man. Okay, I gotta go. I'm really, really sorry.
It's okay, honey. We just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much for calling. You look so great. I love you guys. I love you,
sweetie.
Love you.
I love you, Dad. Love you. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Hey, Wyatt. You want to play a board game?
No, thanks, Matthew. Kind of busy.
You've been on our computer all afternoon. What are you looking at?
A how-to website.
You're learning how to fix a washer?
Ours is broken.
Why don't you call a plumber?
Do you know how expensive plumbers are?
No.
And they do inferior work. Half of them use giant macaroni noodles for pipes.
Pretty sure that's not true. Let me see. Maybe I can help.
Thanks. But I should work on this myself.
Does your mom know you're planning to fix the washer?
I fix things around the house all the time.
Huh.
Do you think your dad would let me borrow his propane torch?
If he had one, I'm pretty sure the answer would be no.
Is he one of those people that think propane torches are dangerous in the hands of children?
Yes, he's one of those people. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Matthew. Oh, Nana cut your bangs crooked.
I don't think they're crooked, Mom.
Look in the mirror.
They look great to me. Here, I got the mail.
Oh, anything good?
Dad's sports magazines,
uh-huh.
junk. Mm. Oh, the water bill.
Just put that on the desk.
I'll take care of it.
What do you mean?
I'll write out the check and send it. I know how.
I'm sure you do, but you can't.
I can sign it as Dad.
You're offering to forge your father's signature?
Is that not allowed?
No, it's a felony.
Only if they prosecute...
Matthew.
Fine. I won't touch the bill. I'm going to my room.
Wait, Matthew? What
was that all about?
Dad?
Under the hood.
What you fixing?
Fuel pump. Nice haircut.
Thanks.
Your bangs are a little crooked.
Can I help?
Actually, I'm almost done. It's kind of tricky anyway. You have to tighten it enough, but not too much. I should probably do it myself.
Okay.
You can try starting the car for me when I'm done, though.
Nah, thanks. I'll be inside.
What? You're leaving before the big moment?
It's not really that big of a moment for me.
Bridget, can I get some help with the laundry, please?
Mom, are you okay?
What's going on?
I fell.
The washer's leaking.
Aw, man, I thought I fixed that.
It's getting soap and water everywhere.
Just turn off the washer, please.
I'm going in. Got it. Well, that was fun.
Grab some towels out of the cabinet, Bridget.
It's pretty wet over there.
Bridget.
I'm going.
Wyatt, did you say I thought I fixed that?
Yeah, what are you doing trying to fix anything?
Well, I'm more concerned that you knew it was broken and you didn't tell me.
I thought I could fix it myself. I looked up how to do it on the internet.
The internet at your fingertips is like a propane torch in the hands of an arsonist.
Next time something around here breaks, you tell me, Wyatt. Someone could have broken a leg.
Yes, ma'am. But if anyone had broken a leg, I know how to set it.
No! We don't care.
Did Matthew come through here earlier?
Yes. He didn't say much, though. Seemed upset?
I think he was upset that I wouldn't let him work on the car.
Oh, he got mad yesterday, too, when I didn't let him forge your signature on a check.
Thanks for that. It sounds to me like someone wants to do adult things. Maybe it's time.
For what?
I've been preparing for this moment ever since he was born, and I think the moment's arrived.
Uh-oh, what are you talking about?
My Becoming a Man workshop.
A workshop?
Yeah, a combination of wise instruction and an intensive interactive physical and mental challenge that tests the manhood of every male that dares to face his fears.
Meaning?
I'll take him camping and teach him some manly stuff.
Oh.
But don't be surprised if he comes back 3 inches taller and 4 times as masculine.
And 5 times more likely to ignore the instruction manual when building something.
Exactly.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Wyatt.
Nice haircut.
Thanks.
Bangs are kinda... Hang on. Tilt your head a little.
Why are you touching my face?
There. Now they're even. Just walk around with your head slanted a few degrees and you'll be fine.
Thanks, Wyatt.
So, what are you doing?
Looking for our sleeping bags.
You're going camping?
With my dad.
Fun!
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Though, he's not calling it camping. He's calling it a rite of passage trip. My journey to becoming a man.
Can I come?
You're too young to be a man.
Come on, please.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be fun to have you, but I think my dad might want it to be just him and me. You know, one of those father-son things.
Oh, okay.
I guess I could ask.
Would you?
Sure.
That would be great! Where are you going?
I'm not sure. Wherever it is, he said it was going to be challenging for me.
I bet you're going to a Sunday lake! It's an old Native American burial ground about an hour away.
Huh.
It's a really scary place where only the bravest souls dare to tread.
And you've been there?
Oh, yeah. They've got a great frozen yogurt place.
Right here looks like a good place to pitch the tent.
Okay.
Yep, perfect. Are we building a fire?
Of course. We're having s'mores.
Wyatt, why don't you gather some wood?
I'm on it.
Matthew, I'll let you pitch the tent.
By myself? You always said it was a two-person job.
Part of the lessons of manhood. Sometimes you stand alone in your convictions. Tell you what, while you two are setting up, I'll start the lessons.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 16:13 and 14 says, be watchful.
Wait! Let me get my notebook.
You're taking notes?
I don't want to forget something and end up being 3/4 of a man. I want to be the whole enchilada. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Parker.
Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love.
Where are the tent stakes?
Right there. This entire weekend, we're going to be breaking that verse down in ways you're going to remember the rest of your life. At least I did.
You did this manhood thing before?
Yes, at a youth retreat when I was just a bit older than you. I remembered those lessons and knew that one day I could be passing them down to my own son.
That's neat.
Just a warning, things might get a little difficult. You're going to be tested, your strength and fortitude challenged.
Sounds great. It's been like 6 months since my fortitude was challenged.
6 months?
I know, too long. I usually try to get that done quarterly, but I've been busy.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
Fortitude challenge. Check.
What are we looking for?
2 good-sized logs, one for each of you, but not too heavy.
Is this one okay?
Perfect.
I found one too.
Great. Can you both lift those?
Sure.
No problem.
All right. Lift them over your heads and hold them there. Object lesson number one. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be watchful.
I was very watchful when I was looking for my log.
Good. And then it says, stand firm in your faith. So I want you to stand right there holding your log for 10 minutes.
Okay. It's not heavy.
Cake.
You might not have trouble right now, but around the 7-minute mark, you might feel a little heaviness. See, it's hard to stand firm when things in your life get difficult.
All right.
Did something just land on my head?
Ooh, looks like your log's infested with bugs. A beetle just fell on your head. Let me get that off of you.
No, leave it.
No, seriously, I can get it off.
A man has to deal with distractions. Things that attempt to make him lose focus.
Well, okay.
The beetle of distraction will not defeat me!
How about that caterpillar that just crawled up your sleeve?
Big one.
No. The caterpillar of anxiety will not defeat me.
Man, that log is full of bugs. There goes a roly-poly and another. Is it a caterpillar?
Get them
off! Oh, it's a roach! Oh, in your ear. Ooh. Oh.
Sorry, Mr. Parker. I can take anything but the roly-polies of doubt.
It's all right, Wyatt. Every man has his limitations. Okay, you two ready for a challenging hike?
Ready.
I was born ready.
Great. Put your backpacks on.
But they're empty.
They're supposed to be. Let's go. This way. Now, the third thing our verse in 1 Corinthians says, act like men, be strong. And being a strong man sometimes means we carry the burdens of people around us to help them. So on this hike, every time you see a rock about this size, I want you to place it in your backpack.
No problem. I see 3 right there.
Now, don't fill up your backpacks too quickly. Matthew, drop that one.
Oh.
Little by little, the burdens start to add up, and you have to get stronger and stronger. Now, when we get to the top, we'll empty your backpack like you're laying those burdens at the foot of Jesus. But until that point,
Top? Of what?
Well, the mountain.
That one? It's really tall.
Oh, come on. Your bangs are steeper than that.
Yeah, Matthew. It's barely even a mountain. It's like a bump.
Follow me.
What was that?
I think there's a lake over there. Must be some kids swimming.
Really? That sounds like fun.
Maybe we'll have some time after the hike.
Swimming isn't for men, Matthew. It's for swimmers and fish.
Okay, sure.
Is he asleep?
Yeah, looks like Wyatt's a snorer.
Hey, buddy, I'm curious about something. I know my object lessons haven't been perfect or anything, but you seemed less interested than Wyatt in doing this.
No. It's been great. I've had a good time. It's just, I guess it's not what I expected it to be.
Well, what were you expecting?
To just have fun with my dad. I mean, stuff about being a man is really helpful, but I don't know. It's not something I'm thinking about just yet. I'm not done being a kid.
Really? Then what was all that business with the car and the water bill? I thought you were getting interested in being an adult.
No. I just saw the things Wyatt's family lets him do.
Like what?
He fixes the washer and stuff. They trust him to do it. And I guess I wanted to know that you trusted me too.
I do trust you, Matthew. But I also know that you're not an adult yet. That time is coming, and I'll try to be good about making sure you know what you need to know. You say you're not done being a kid, and to be honest, I'm not through with you being a kid either. I was trying to get ahead of the game.
It's okay. I did learn some things, and I'm sure I'll use them when I'm ready to be grown up. Maybe I'll even use them on my kids someday. But for right now, would it be all right if I could just hang out with my dad?
I would love that. Hey, now's a good time since we won't be able to get any sleep with that racket. How about I spy?
Yeah. I spy something round.
The roly-poly on Wyatt's face?
Yep.
What is that? Wyatt, what are you doing? It's 1 a.m.
The fire went out. I didn't want you guys to get cold.
You're trying to make a fire with sticks?
Yeah.
We have matches, you know.
I wanted to do it like a man would.
It's really hard to make a fire rubbing sticks together. Most men can't do that. Oh, no, your hands are bleeding.
Just a little.
No, a lot. You have to stop. You're hurting yourself. I'll get some matches.
I don't want matches.
Why?
My dad can do this, and he would want me to do it, too.
Your dad wouldn't want you to hurt yourself. Now stop. Let me see your hands. I'll get some salve from the first aid kit, and then we can make the fire together, okay?
Okay.
Bridget, sweetie, can I use the computer? I need to video chat with your dad.
Okay. Is there something wrong?
Well, David Parker just called. Your brother's acting strange.
Acting? That's weird. Being strange usually comes naturally to him.
Behave. He's not answering. I'll call him later. Wait, what's this?
What's what?
Well, there's a new video chat recording from your dad from 2 days ago.
We didn't talk to him 2 days ago.
Well, I know.
Then who did he talk to?
I'm gonna find out.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, Tiger. What's going on at the homestead?
Nothing much. Mom's in the shower.
That's all right. Gives me a chance to talk to you.
Guy time.
Right. So how are things?
I'm good. Bridget's a pain.
Loser.
Mom's been real tired lately.
Well, you know, son, you need to step up when things get tough for your mom.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the man of the house. You have to act like it. Take good care of your mom and your sister, okay?
I will.
In fact...
Mom, what are you doing?
I need to try your father again. I really have to talk to him.
Anyway, your mother and I talked, and... I should have explained things a little better.
About what?
Remember when I told you, be the man of the house?
Yeah. And I've been trying, Dad. Really.
I know you have. But I didn't mean to put the weight of my role on your shoulders. That's unfair to you. What I meant was, I need you to be ready to help your mom whenever she asks you to. There's a big difference between that and doing things on your own. Wyatt, I wasn't asking you to be the adult of the house. You're a kid, and you should enjoy being a kid. You'll be an adult the rest of your life.
Yikes. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. So have fun. Learn as much as you can about the world. Run around, make friends, and just help your mom out when she asks, okay?
Affirmative.
I'm proud of you, though. You stepped up.
Thanks.
All right, I'll hold it. You saw right down the line.
Got it.
Good.
Hey.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Wyatt.
What are you guys building?
An adjustable putting green.
Like, for golf?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're gonna make it adjustable so we can make hills,
right.
Obstacles, traps, all sorts of things. You wanna help?
Sure.
Well, there are some boards over here that could use a few nails and a strong arm.
I can do 5 push-ups.
That's strong enough.
So, why a putting green?
Well, we thought it was a perfect project for a father and son to do together. Mm-hmm. We can use these manly tools, and then when we're done, we can play like little kids.
So, how tall are these hills gonna be?
I don't know. We're using Matthew's bangs as a reference.
Dad!
I'm sorry, they're crooked.
They're not.
They are. Hand me the level, Wyatt. We'll prove it to him.
Here.
Oh, you see? Look, half a bubble off.
Dad!
No, seriously, you're sideways. I mean, if you were a girl, we'd name you Eileen.
It's true.
We heard a lot about growing up on today's adventure. And, you know, it's an adventure that all of us experience firsthand. But as we heard with Wyatt and with Matthew, there's no point in trying to hurry the journey along. God has something planned for you right now, whether you're a kid or all grown up. Instead of being anxious to grow up, put your energy into growing in God, continuing to learn more about Him, and putting more of your faith and trust in Him. That's the kind of growing that pleases God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Man of the House was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Tucker Chandler, Rebecca Davis, Eddie Frierson, Justin Felbinger, Henry Lubati, Keely Marshall, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.